Well, Mark Bowman, MLB. Yeah, he's the main writer for the Braves on MLB.com. Mark, great to have you here in San Francisco, and you've already gone out and enjoyed the splendors of our fair city here. A little bit of that marine layer down at Land's End, huh?
Yeah, it's a great morning. You know, I found that this winter. I was here the week before the Super Bowl. My wife and I went out there. That's just, you know, you go out there, it's as refreshing a place as you can find, especially after we battle that heat in Atlanta throughout the summer. So it's a lot of fun out there.
And, Mark, you're coming from Arizona, where I'd imagine that the Braves management and the Diamondback management stayed away from each other in the hall.
I don't think Dave Stewart's allowed to talk to Coppy anymore. Coppy always tells us, Braves GM John Coppolella tells us, you know, Dave Stewart's a nice guy. We all have to say, yeah, of course you'd view him as a nice guy. You just keep taking from him.
How about the trade, though? Now we'll see Aaron Blair tomorrow. Right. It hasn't been officially announced, but he's going to pitch tomorrow against the Giants. And Ciarte, who made a base-running blunder last night. I'm not sure where he was going from second to third with the ball in front of him. But then you've got Swanson up here, Dansby Swanson, who is just an outstanding young player. How about how's that trade working out?
Well, I mean, right now everything's going the way the Braves expected. You know, the one thing, that they would have liked to have seen more of Aaron Blair this year. They brought him up there in late April. He you know, went through some growing pains, came back, went down, came right back up. I think it basically the point of the fact, or the at that point of his career, he just wasn't quite big league ready, and he needed a little bit more time. When they were looking for to complete that deal at that point in time, when they were trading Shelby Miller, they were saying, "Hey, we need a big league ready starting pitcher." Look, scouts throughout the league said that Aaron Blair was ready. Hey, look, maybe he just needed a couple more months, and what we have seen. When he was in the big leagues earlier this year, he was 90-91. From what I've heard, he's been closer to that 94-95 that he was touted when the trade was completed. So that's a nice arm to have. Dansby Swanson, obviously, great. Ender and Ciarte, you know, at the end of this year, it's either going to be he or Billy Hamilton be the gold glove center fielder. His bat is picked up last night.
Where was he going?
He said he was sure that Crawford was on his left shoulder.
Okay.
So he said, you know, anything that was going to be hit to his right, he was going. He just didn't. He not sure exactly when he saw Crawford on his left shoulder.
Things happen.
Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah, when you've been playing in all this heat, man, down in Arizona and whatnot. Well, tell us about Dansby Swanson. What does he look like, the 5-tool player? Does he look like the next A-Rod? What do you think? What are your initial reactions to Dansby?
You know what? He's much closer to being a very good in all 5-tools. He may not be, you know, that superstar type player, but he's the kind of guy that every organization would like to have to build on for many years. You've seen, you know, how good his glove can be. His bat will develop. You know, we're still, 14 months or 15 months removed from college at
amazing.
This point in time. You know, he's got, 120, 130 pro games under his belt before he gets to the big leagues. But he handles himself so well. Great kid. I think he's going to be, you know, and everyone says it's Jeter. You know, look, is he at that level to where you say he is Jeter right now? No, but he has those characteristics. You know, a guy that's going to be the kind of guy the organization wants to put out in front of the public. We want some speaking. And, you know, he just does everything fundamentally sound. So it's exciting to have him there. I think they're going to get Ozzie Albies up here when September arrives, and that's going to be your double play duo in Atlanta for the next few years.
Wow. Good to have Mark Bowman with us. He covers the Braves for MLB.com. We always enjoy having you out here live at the Public House, and Mark is a good friend of the show. But the Braves are playing better.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, they're sort of lost, I think, they've won 4 of 6, 12, or 16. I think the 4 and 12 and 16 games, so they're not winning a lot. But they are playing better, and the Giants need to win games here, and the Braves were formidable last night early in the game.
They couldn't play much worse, Marty.
That's true.
I guess you could say they're playing better. You know, they came out of the break, stubbed their toe a couple times, or against some teams that they probably should have, playing the Reds and the Rockies, should have fared better. They go and play St. Louis with a depleted rotation, get on a little bit of a roll there, but. What you can say is this. Look, their rotation has been, you know, weakened throughout this second half. You had Julio Teheran spent time on the disabled list. You had Matt Whistler back in the minors. You had Aaron Blair in the minors. They've been trying to piece things together. When you've got that weak rotation, it taxes your bullpen. But at the same time, they've seen some good things in that bullpen because they've seen Mauricio Cabrera come up here and Jose Ramirez, two guys that, you know, flamethrowers who are throwing strikes much more consistently than expected. Arodis Vizcaino has struggled here recently. Yeah. But you've got the framework for a bullpen next year. Now, if you look at this club, what is the their best asset right now? That offense. And a lot of that has to do with Enciarte at the top. Freddie Freeman has been so many times this year, he says it's been a roller coaster season. It's been frustrating. Well, at the end of the year, he's going to have career best numbers in many different categories. Nick Markakis, you're starting to see. Here's a guy who basically had the same neck surgery as Peyton Manning. David Wright, we know how long David's been out. He played basically every game last year. You know, the power wasn't there because he wasn't able to work out during the offseason, and just having to come back from that surgery was difficult. Now, we're starting to see that ball jump off his bat a little bit more consistently this year. And just adding Matt Kemp, if you look at his stats right now, they're not going to jump off the page, but if you put him in between Freddie Markakis, it has made a difference.
Matt Kemp, well, he got called out immediately upon his arrival to Atlanta. Copy, as he called him, Coppolella, said, "You're fat, bro. 30 pounds overweight."
You know something? He did look big to me last night.
He looks a little doughy.
I mean, look, I think Matt Kemp will tell you that he needs to lose weight. I just don't understand why the Braves general manager chose to come out and say it publicly like that. There's many different ways you can handle that. First of all, you say it to the player. If you're asked about it, you can say, "Hey, look, the guy's battled a lot of injuries. We feel like he'll be in better shape next year." I mean, there's just a better way to go about it. And believe me, given the chance, I don't think Coppolella would do that again.
And Matt Kemp, I mean, he's on the books for a couple more years. Do you think he makes it to next year with the Braves, or will he be on the trade bait, or what do you think?
No, I don't think that they got him to flip him. I think that they got him because they see a guy that that can improve. You know, is he going to get back to the MVP caliber years? No. But at the same time, I think that right-handed power, they didn't have it in their system. Mm-hmm. It's going to be expensive any other way they were going to try to find it. They didn't want anything to do with Hector Olivera, so they said they'd go ahead and pay basically Matt Kemp $8.5 million more per season, basically, than they would have. They'd simply eaten Olivera's contract. Take a chance on him. So the guy's 31 years old. You guys have seen him, you know, great out here, much more consistently than we have, or more frequently. You guys have had a chance to see him. He's been good in the clubhouse. If he does lose some weight next year, I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of player he still can be.
Wow. All right, Mark Bowman with us. Mark, we'll let you go. But Foltynewicz, what should we expect tonight from the right-hander? He did pitch well against the Giants earlier.
Yeah, that was one of his better starts. You know, he had everything working that game. You know, he has fastball, curveball, slider, changeup. He can mix it up. It's just consistency. Here he is, 31, 32 starts into his career. You're still seeing some growing pains, some inconsistencies, but there are nights where you walk away and say, this guy's going to be a number one or a number two.
Oh, great, Mark. Thanks so much, as always. Let's hear from Mark Bowman.
Good
Absolutely.
Man. Good man.
Boy, nice to have you out here, really. It's always good to have you on the show. We've got bottle of Santa Rita wine for you, by the way. It's by my desk, where I sit up there. Please grab it.
All right.
It's right by my feet up there.
Will do.
I know you like the Santa Rita wine.
Yes, thank you.
All right, very good.
Good, Mark.
All right, thanks Mark. All right.